Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
In my heart to talk about the sacred place, I knew the Lord wanted me to talk about it in a certain and a very unique perspective. So I need you to all pay attention, close attention, and don't be carried away. I said, for every time we teach the word, it is warfare. Because the enemy has come but to steal the word of God from you, to kill and what? Destroy. So listen, listen, listen. Pay the price to listen. If I want to teach something like this, we all know where I'm supposed to start from. So I'll start with Psalm 91. We'll read from verse 1. Psalms 91 from verse 1. Can we read together? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Next part of scripture. I will say to the Lord, can we just have this? Let me see the first two verses in the TPT, then we'll build. So let's read together. One, two, go. All right. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. Next part of scripture. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from the false accusation and the deadly curse. Next part of scripture. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. Next part of scripture. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Next part of scripture. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launch against you. Next part of scripture. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain. And what? Next part of scripture. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. Next part of scripture. Wow, he said, oh, even disease will not infect us. Next part of scriptures. Defending you from all harm. All these are a byproduct of what? Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You see, we started teaching without even explaining, if you are very observant. Next part of scripture. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. Meaning you've entered the trap. He said, but they'll be there for you and they'll keep you from what? Stumbling. Next part of scripture. You'll even walk on harm among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. Next part of scripture. For here is what the Lord has spoken to. Because you have delighted in me as my great Lord, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure. So this is the focal point. He said it is the Lord that said these things to him. He's not the one wishing. Are you listening to me? For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you and I'll set you. I did a song during Zoe conference, I don't remember, but I know it has delight in it. How did the song go? As he is, so am I. I delight in you. As he is, so am I. I delight. Yes, beautiful. But let's say amen. So go from verse 1 again. It's a day that dwell in the secret place of the Most High in the NKJV rendition. In the TPT says, it says something ambiguous. He who sits, when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. It's beautiful, but let's do the one we know more. Let's see, because some people just like the way it's written, they don't even understand what it means. So let's see. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So the TBT now breaks it down that abiding under the shadow of the Almighty is being under the strength of God. Under the full strength of God. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are you in this church?
Yes, sir.
Next part of scripture. It said, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Next part of scripture. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. And these are all byproducts of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. When I kept pondering on the secret place last night, I couldn't help but wrote something on my WhatsApp status. It's been a while. I said, if you are committed, if you made up your mind to be committed to God's word in prayer, you will never know defeat nor failure. Because they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You see, I don't care about a problem coming in the future because I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Problems may come. That's not the focal point. If you are in the secret place, you have no fear. Even if you are sure that problems may come in the future. It's the best form of security. And it's not like you will just be protected. You are empowered in the secret place. Not just protected. It was Daniel that said, they that know their God, they shall be what? And do what? Are you here tonight? There's a part of scripture in Isaiah 40:31. Some of you are so dull for my liking this morning. Can you hold your neighbor and shake them? So dull. As if you have some secret problems. Shake your neighbors, shake them. I say shake. Some of you are not even shaking them. Are you scared of them? Hold your neighbor's hand. Be shaking till I say stop. Just be shaking. How can you be just... Before you know, you sleep. See how the weather is even calm. You just start sleeping. Let's see it in the TBT's rendition. But those who wait for Yahweh's grace will experience divine strength. They will rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles, run their race without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up. Let's see it in the NKJV. Let's read together, one to go. It's not fight. Say, hello. Is it because I said they should shake? Yeah. Oh, wow. Never heard anywhere they read like this. Oh. Let's read, please. And I'll join you for decency's sake. Want to go. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. Give me this in the Amplified Classic. In the Amplified Classic. Let's read together. I want to go. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. If you ever felt tired recently, you are not in the secret place. The Bible says if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, if you wait on the... When we say wait, you don't just sit down. Something is happening like the eagles. I've done this thing before about eagles. Watching a documentary one time, I was so marveled. The eagles always go to the top of a mountain or a rock and stay there for several weeks. You know, at some point, some seasons of their lives, you see them on the top of the mountain or the top of a rock. What they'll start doing is very funny. They'll just be there and be hitting. They are not just standing up. You see them hitting their mount. After a while, they'll hit it again. Wait again. Hit. They are trying to change, remove the old beak. Are you listening? That beak is that bird's mouth. Trying to remove. You know, you can remove it if you have eaten chicken before. All of you that eat chicken, you used to remove that thing. How many of you eat head of chicken very well? Hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah, some people like that part very well. If you remove the beak, chickens don't used to remove beak because they are chickens. That's why we eat them. But eagles, they go up, stay on the mountaintop, and you see them hitting their beak until they remove the old one. The old one is weak. Then the new one now. Instead of them to go after removing it, they'll use the new one that they've now gotten while because they removed the old one, isn't it? And they'll start removing their feathers. Just removing their feathers. And after a while, you think they don't have feathers. Before you, new ones will come out. And they'll jump. Now every bird, dove, pigeon, any other thing would have been flying. They were never bothered. Are you hearing me this wonderful morning? They were not bothered about the success of dove. They were not bothered about the success of pigeons. Or Swiss V. They were not bothered. Hallelujah. They were just on the top because they knew who they were. They knew their destiny was different from other birds' destiny. When they get up there, no bird will see their back. And you see, somehow we like to be very careful when we teach. We don't mean they are the birds that go higher than any other bird in this world. I heard the pastor say it one time. I said, thank God I've not said that in the church. They are not the ones that go higher than any other bird. Even though they can get to that height. Alright? You see, the uniqueness of eagles, why God chose eagles, because when they begin to take a flight, are you listening? When other birds are retrieving to their nests, that's when eagles like to take a flight. Are you listening to me? That's why the uniqueness of this scripture says, when you mount up wings, he said they shall renew their strength, they shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles, mount up to the sun, they shall run, this is the uniqueness, and not, they shall walk and not faint or become tired. That's uniqueness. Not be weary, not faint, not be tired. When other birds are retrieving because of there's rain and, you know, a lot of things, wind and everything, dust so much, you know, cloudy, scattered atmosphere, that's when eagles like to take a flight. Because you see, all of those situations I just called now, they make it convenient for the eagles to fly very well. Are you listening to me? Eagles are most excited in this kind of atmosphere. It makes it enjoying for them to take a flight. That's why the Bible says you are the light of the world. It is when there is darkness that you show yourself. Are you listening? You don't talk like everybody. No, you don't talk like everybody. I talked to somebody lately, not too long, about status. You don't update things like, oh, life is not easy. We just keep pushing. No. It's easy. My yoke is what? My burden is what? Say, Pastor Simon, you see life is easy. Yes, it's easy. Because you are not living life by your strength. You insist on God's word. Are you listening to me? Insist on the word of God. You are not living life by your strength. You don't just sit there and want to be pitied. Why should they pity you? Light of the world? I told you before, you are bigger than whatever you had ever imagined from your lineage before. You are more than a Tiv, Idoma, Ibibio, Igede, Igbo, Yoruba person. You are a kingdom citizen. You must change the way you see yourself, and that's why we're teaching you the word today, so that there's a mind renewal. The Bible says you are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word. See, I'm unique and I'm the best. In the name of Jesus, you are not being convinced. Say, I'm unique and I'm the best. In the name of Jesus. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, there is no fear, no single fear. No single fear about anything. You are walking by the strength of God. He said he will send his angels charge over you. Even if you fall into a trap, they will come inside the trap and remove you from the trap. You have no fear. And you act according to what you have heard. When you are in a trap, you don't cry. You rejoice. He said, I've given you my word so that my joy, my character. He said, rejoice in the Lord. And I say again, rejoice. God always rejoices. He's never crying. Even when Satan messed up the end, the Bible said the Holy Ghost, he said he was hovering. One of the root word in Hebrew was like dancing. He was dancing amidst the situation. God did not cry in the situation when there was darkness after he had created everything. No, he was excited and dancing. And that's why he was able to bring about a new circumstance, a new reality. He said, let there be light. The Bible said there was light. He didn't lose anything. He could just cause anything to happen in the blink of a second. And it happened. And if you are like God, you see, when he was creating everything, he was just saying it. But when it came to you, he used his hands. Are you listening to me? And it breathed his life. So he expects you to get things done like he gets things done. Because you are his image and what? Likeness. If God wants to get things done, how does he do it? Huh? He speaks words. Where the words of a king is, there's power. You speak things into existence. You don't bother. You can't be cheated. You can't be touched by no kind of devil in this world. It doesn't matter where they were trained. They are not a function. I'm unconscious of Satan's reality. I'm unconscious of Satan, but I don't like to study Satan. He doesn't exist in my world. What doesn't exist should not be studied. The Bible says he had power. He doesn't have power. So I don't try to know which one is strongest demons. Say, Mami Wata is the strongest power. What is my business? You see, you are now agreeing they have power. You are not agreeing with the word of God. The word of God said they don't have power. They had. He who had. He doesn't have. So why am I studying demonology? For what? I cast every demon out. you listening to me?
Yes,
the power of loss. Loss has no power. Because Satan has no power.
Yes,
I'm only conscious of God and the glory of God and my realities in Christ. And very unconscious. My consciousness of light has made me unconscious of darkness. I'm not conscious of Satan's ability. He has no ability. If you had loss, you actually had it. You don't have it. Just by realizing the truth, you don't have it again. Knowing the truth makes you free. The truth means reality. You've been translated. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. God's marvelous kingdom of light. All you should see now is light, not darkness. Don't see weakness, only see strength. And talk strength. Paul told Timothy when he felt weak, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Take your strength from God's strength. So he said things like, I'm not weak. I can't be weak. I've never been weak. Because I'm a new creation. The old man is gone. And this new creation has no connection with the old one. There is no connection. Are you listening to me? Sir, I used to be very wicked. You never used to be very wicked. The old you never existed. It's gone for life. When there is light, darkness ceases to exist. You can't trace darkness when there is light. Can you trace darkness? When you see light, can you trace darkness from light? We've been translated as sons of light. You can't look at us and trace darkness because all you see is light. The Bible says God is a light so shining. In him there is no what? Trace. You can't trace darkness from light. Are you listening to me? Say, I'm full of light and life. In the name of Jesus. You can't have a problem when you're in a secret place. You can't. Even if you give birth to a child who is epileptic, the child will be normal again. I went somewhere and I was touched by the situation. The Lord said, tell him to send the picture so that you pray for him with the child. The child was not okay. They give birth to it. You know, when I saw the boy, I was so, and I could tell all the trouble in the young man, in his heart. I'm not sure his wife is with him. I just saw him and somebody taking care of the boy. And the boy was just, you know, and I was so touched. But the Holy Ghost told me it can be changed. There is no situation that can be changed. Are you listening to me? He can give you a new heart. Don't you know that? They asked who sinned that this man was born blind. They brought the situation to you. Who sinned? That's religious. They like looking for root of problems. Who sinned that he was born blind? Jesus said it doesn't matter who sinned. Well, the situation has come now for God to be glorified. And let God be glorified. Eyes be opened. And the young man began to see. Are you listening to me? And the one that had no hand. Are you people in this place tonight? The one that had no hand, a new hand was provided. You see, there are certain things you see and you are just serious with life. Because a demand is on you. These are things we read in scriptures that cannot make us to be looking for guests on Facebook and WhatsApp. We can't. You can't know this thing and be chatting stupidity with somebody for no reason. You don't even know what you are chatting with the person for. You just want to fulfill destiny. You want to see the one God will bring for you to fulfill destiny with. You are not interested in playing. Are you listening to me? How can you read the Bible and see that Jesus called forth with that hand and you still have the impetus to go on Facebook and say, hello, beautiful. As a Christian, you read that part of scripture, you still have impetus to play. You should be crying immediately. Start crying. And if you are not crying, you are not a Christian. That you read your Bible and you saw that Jesus called forth with that hand and there was a new fresh hand. Then you said, I want to go and play football before I come back. How did you pass that parameters of grace around you? That atmosphere of fire. How did you go through it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That you read such a scripture and you are still able to hold on to unforgiveness. You are still joking with Christianity. You still think God is sponsoring all those stubbornness in your department after reading that Bible scripture. It should cause you to repent immediately. That if God can cause withered hand to come out, and He has said, what I have done you shall do, and even greater things. Brothers and sisters, what are you talking about? What are you thinking in your head? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? He said, what I have done you will do if you believe in me. He said, if you believe in me, what I have done, the work that I do, He said, you will do. Then He said, even greater things than this shall you do, because I go to the Father. Greater things than this? What can be greater than withered hands coming out? They say the heart has filled. You say, heart, in the name of Jesus, come alive. In the name that's above all names, come alive. Are you listening to me? There is no, you don't see impossibilities. Paul said that the eyes of your understanding be flooded with light. The eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your heart be flooded. You don't see negative. You only see God's word in motion, in manifestation. They say she is sick. No wonder they said to Jesus, when he saw the woman, the man, he said, lift up thy hand. He was seeing hand. The man was not seeing hand. The Pharisees were not seeing hand. Jesus was seeing the hand. His eyes have been flooded with light. Of course, he's light. And he said, lift up. There was no hand. He said, lift up thy hand. Because faith calleth the things which are not as though they were. I can't be sick. And you are diagnosed with cancer. You are saying, I can't be sick. Then it's a sick person saying, I can't be sick. They don't get it. You can't be sick. Because that's all my eyes can see. The Bible says, if your eyes are full of light, so your whole body will be flooded by that light itself. I can't be sick. They say, you have been diagnosed with, I can't be sick. It's not possible. Are you listening to me? It's not possible to be sick. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I refuse to be sick. You insist on God's word. That's what draws you to the secret place. You saw it in scriptures. You are not supposed to be sick, and you are sick. Not just that you should not be sick. The Bible says you are a life-giving spirit. You give healing to people. You give healing. You dish out healings to the nations. The Bible says, they that trust the Lord shall be as trees planted by the riverside. And if you read the book of Revelation, it said the leaves of that tree should be used for the healings of the nations. What is leaf for a tree? Leaves can even fall down. There are things that are not really necessary. No wonder they touched the hem of his garment, Jesus, and they got healed. The leaves for the healing of the nation. Helm of his garment, not himself, just the helm of his garment, she got healed. No wonder aprons and handkerchiefs from Paul healed the sick and casted out demons. Are you listening to me? These are byproducts of the real thing. You see, when you major on the minor, you will not see the glory of God. When you major on the minor, listen carefully. You know why people are not seeing a deep manifestation of the presence of God? They are majoring on the minor. They want to see the miraculous more than they want to be like Jesus. These signs will follow those that believe in my name. The Bible did not say follow for the signs, look for the signs. It said they will follow you if you believe in my name. If you understand the place of Jesus, the signs should follow you. But if you major on seeing the signs, you will not see the signs. So the goal of the secret place is to make sure all of us are like Jesus Christ. Because if we are like Jesus, the things he did we will do, and greater things, because now he's at the Father's right hand. And we are operating from that dimension at the Father's right hand. Because you see, while Jesus was on the earth, he didn't walk in his full glory for long after he resurrected. There was a glory, there was a certain higher intensity of glory Jesus received when he resurrected. That's what the Bible said. He said, Father, bless me with the glory I had with you before the world was. When he resurrected, he received that glory. But he didn't stay for long on the earth at that intensity of glory. He went to the Father's right hand. Then he said, the reason you will do greater things is because you are operating from that level on the earth today. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He said, the things I've done before I got to this level, you will do it. It's a greater things because you are seated together with me at the Father's right hand. But you see, I'm not on the earth. You are seated together with me, but operating on the earth. Operating from the earth. So you do greater things. He said, I've not come that you may have life. No. He said, I've come that you may have life in abundance. He said, as the Father has life in himself, so does the Son. Now, for as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called what? Sons. That means you have life in yourself. You can cause the impossible to happen. You can cause strange things to happen upon the face of the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you in this service? You can't be sick. You can't walk. See, you can't be a sinner. It's not possible. Be bold about it. There's nothing serious about that. There's nothing serious. What you say in front of your face like it's a serious thing, you can't say. It should be normal to you because you live in the glory. You know what Jesus did for you to go back to sin? It's not possible. He said, if you are born of God, you cannot live in sin. No, I can't sin. I can't sin. It's not pride. Anybody that accepts sin as a reality will always be a sinner. So nobody is perfect. You will sin. Nobody can live above sin. You will sin, and sin will kill you. Sin has caused many people to make great mistakes upon the face of the earth. Sin has stolen a lot of potentials from individuals. It's just funny that religion will say you can sin, but they prefer certain kind of sin to certain kind of sin. Sin should be sin. Now, then he says, but he said in his word, I mean, 1 John 3 and 9, he said, if you are born of God, you cannot sin because his seed is in you. His seed is in you. And Lord told me, he said, what is more important in the secret place is not praying yet. Praying has no divination except there's revelation yet. What we do when we begin to meditate and pray and fast is to make sure that the revelation of God's word become our very reality. So you see, if there was no revelation, prayer, meditation, fasting is useless. It will not be fruitful. Because no matter you pray fast and meditate, if it's not the right revelation, you will never capture God. And that's why the writer Paul says, he says, if you pray in tongues of men and of angels and have no love, he said, you are nothing. So that means you can actually pray in tongues of men and of angels and have no love. Who is love? For God is love. You see that? Meaning you can pray and fast and meditate without having God, without knowing God. It's possible. That is why we have seen great trouble upon the face of it, especially in the body of Christ. Have you noticed? Have you seen this error? It's so painful. It's not something to be excited about. Have you heard where preachers who were doing well all of a sudden become a laughing stock? Have you heard it? It's terrible. It's not something to be happy about. That somebody was doing well as a young man, he got to a certain age, a certain height in ministry, in his work with God, and all of a sudden he's working in immorality. All of a sudden he's going to meet another fetish person, somebody who is fetish, a babalawo, to give him something to do ministry. How did we get to that point? You see that? It's a trouble. The Lord has been hitting this sin on my heart. It's a big trouble. It starts by neglecting the secret place. And not just neglecting. Many people who even think they understand the secret place don't understand what the secret place really means. What should really happen in the secret place. Listen, please look at me. I've been with friends. I've known people who prayed the way we think prayer should be. and the way I myself think prayer should used to be. They prayed in tongues for long. I'm not just talking about long, for days. I've sat with people who prayed in tongues for days. In fact, some of them taught me how to pray. And all of a sudden, I've heard news that broke my heart about one or two of them. The height of immorality, the height of dirtiness, the height of corruption. And one is left with a question. If you are not careful, you begin to doubt God. And some of you probably are in this situation. You used to know somebody who was FCS leader, and now she's a baddie. Now too, he's a baddie. Is a serious Christian on campus, or a serious Christian in secondary school? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But now they've lost their way. They are just confused on the end. And you are wondering what the heck really happened to them. You see, they were praying, but they did not understand the meaning of prayer. They were praying according to how we used to think prayer, the wrong way. Praying without a revelation is not prayer. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's not prayer. They were just blah, 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 blah. You know, just as you tell people, come and pray. We 2 days, 3 days. I'm not saying tongues is bad. If you had a revelation of God, what you are doing will produce the right kind of results. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the aim of the Holy Spirit in your life is to make sure you know Jesus and become like Jesus. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go, else he will not come. And when he comes, all of me he will put in you. He will cause you to live like me. He will cause you to become like me. Are you listening to me? You know, one day I was on YouTube scrolling through videos, and I saw one beautiful video of the Blessed Catherine Coleman. And she said she wanted to talk about tongues, what the Holy Spirit revealed to her about tongues. She had an encounter with Jesus in a vision, and Jesus opened her eyes to see a demonstration of what happens when we pray in the Holy Spirit. She said, as she saw people praying in church, she said thundering, like lightning, was happening in heaven. And as lightning was happening in heaven, and they began to receive interpretation of tongues, or began to prophesy or confess in the prayer, she said fire was coming down in descending order, in one accord, from different places in the realm of the Spirit, from heaven to the earth. And she said she was marveled. She said she never knew the power of praying in the Holy Ghost until Jesus appeared to her and showed her. And he now wondered, he said, for some people, this problem has been addressed many years ago. She said, for some people, they've taken, firstly, she said, some people, Jesus was telling her, he said, they should tell my church not to teach anybody about praying. You know, some people, when I say teach, some people teach people how to pray in tongues. Say Baba, Gaga, Laga, Jaga, Jaga, Jaga. No. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it comes. Are you listening to me? And as it comes, you just flow with it. You know that you are a school of Lord, as you say, Ba, Ba, La, La, Gu, Gu, Laga, Laga. No. That's very, very wrong. Are you all listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. Then secondly, she said, the Lord showed her that some people use praying in tongues to show their spiritual stature to others. So they'll pray in tongues to show people they have spiritual stature. Does that sound familiar in our days? Yes. Yes. Like one time I heard a brother teaching online, a man of God. He said, if you read the word, you will still go and fornicate. He said, if you do this, you still go and fornicate. But if you pray, you will not fornicate. And I laughed. Because in my heart, I don't think he has said it for a long time. I'd seen people who thought they were praying make the greatest mistakes of their life. In fact, leave the faith completely. Are we together? So I said, truly, if we really understand prayer, when we really pray, we will not see any wrong thing in manifestation. Are you all listening to me? He said, because we don't understand prayer, we will pray the way we think prayer should be, and still be seeing rubbish happening. The purpose of the secret place is to make sure that we are like Jesus. Are you listening to me, everybody? Simple and short. If you are not like Jesus, you are not in the secret place.
Oh, Father, thank you.
Are you listening to me? Sit everyone and keep quiet.
Psalms 119:114.
So like I said, the secret place involves letting God's word and what? Pray. Letting God's word and what? Pray. So when you've learned the word, you don't just stop at learning, else you are just a mental assenter. What do? You pray it to become a reality. How many of you want to be great people in this place? You want to be great? You have to know the word and what? Pray. He said, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. How is God his hiding place and how is God his shield? Because he stays on God's word. Are we together? You know, the Bible has said to us that faith is a victory, isn't it? But you see, how faith is built. That routine of how we get faith built is called a secret place. Because it starts by hearing God's word and meditating upon it. That's where the victory is. So Satan will fight your secret place because he knows that's how faith is built. And of course, faith is the victory that's overcome the world. Are you listening to me? He'll fight your secret place. Immediately you want to start praying, you'll cause a lot of things to begin to happen. Don't look down on Satan. How do I put it? You know, some people, it's like months you've not prayed and you think you are really busy. You are not busy. It is Satan that is making you busy. You know, some people don't pray. When you ask them, they say, my work, your work. What if you die? Will you go to work? Huh? I hope you know Satan can cause you to have one leg and will sack you from your place of work. It's not a joke. They will sympathize with you, they will not still sack you. Have time to pray. Are you listening to me? See what we read, the byproduct of praying. I mean, the secret place. See all the covering attached to just staying in the secret place of the Most High. If you are in the secret place, you just be smiling, you just be happy. Nothing can happen to you. You can never be disadvantaged. Eventually, you are the one that will win. Even though it doesn't seem like you are winning today, just be faithful to the secret place. Sometimes distraction in the secret place can be you liking somebody unnecessarily. You know, a young man is liking a lady, He doesn't want to pray again. He wants to prove. In fact, his prayer now is to prove to the lady one day that he will make it. Father, in the name of Jesus, my car coming now. You are wasting your time. The God that I know will make sure that in 3 years you don't even get the car. For that kind of prayer, he will extend the time for your car. Because, you know, part of your making is the crushing. When they say no, when they now call you poor man, I don't do broke guys, it's part of your making. It will crush your soul. Then you go to God and cry. Do you know it's part of it? So the secret place can be obstructed by all of those kind of nonsense. Sometimes relationship. Wrong relationship. You just been on focus. When when you get in the sickness, weakness fades, it dies. You see, the Bible scripture in Psalms 139 verse 14, let me read it for you, in the NIV rendition, one of my best Bible scripture. It says, you are my hiding place, and my shield, I hope in your word. I say Psalm 139 from verse 14. It said, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Verse 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made. You see, he said he was fearfully and wonderfully made. Now he said, for my frame was not hidden from you when I was what? Made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth. You see where God makes you? Where? In the secret place. He made him fearfully and wonderfully. But where? In the secret place. And he said he did not hide anything from God. He came the way he is. And God started making him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's not about, God see me. You have to make yourself available. By praying, you are not available because you are in a quiet room. You are not available because you are crying for 20 hours. You are not available because you are in problem and you are just telling God the problem. Mm-mm. You are available because you went somewhere that was quiet and said, Lord, I want to pray to you now. Father, you begin to pray. And not by saying rubbish in prayer, but by allowing the Holy Spirit to help you pray. Because he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He's been made. He's been made. Are you listening to me? And of course, you have a revelation of God's word. As you pray, you are picturing things in the realm of the spirit. And you are entering into all the pictures in your head that you got via revelation. For instance, you know, as a born again, you can't sin. When you pray, you picture yourself into it and see yourself walking in the reality. Meditation is simply imagination. And as a man imagine in his heart, so is he. We were created in God's what? Image. And what? Meaning we should think like God. That's why, you know, do I have 2 ears like God? Mm-mm. It's your thinking that makes you like God. You imagine like God and begin to live like God. That's why the Bible says, spirit man cannot be understood. He is like everybody upon the face of the earth. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 nose. But his ways are different. Like the wind that blows from the north to the south. No one knows where it's coming from, where it's going to. Our result, our life expression, different from everybody in the world. He said, if you dwell in the secret place, you will not even be sick. He said, disease will be far from you. They are wondering, why is he never getting sick? Because he's in the secret place of the Most High. No disrespect to doctors. Are you listening to me? And no disrespect to medicine. You know, somebody may look at me and say, this guy is just being over ambitious. He should calm down. Who do you think you are? Do you think you are John from Utuba? Who put you in your mother's womb, in Utuba? God. You just passed through Utuba. Utuba is not where you will come from originally. So don't be influenced by Utuba more than the kingdom. I'm telling you about where you come from. The word of God is your reality. Are you listening to me? Get this. Don't allow BS to make you foolish. Or you near Greek. Say Big Bang Theory. You see, I don't like to talk to some of you who are not civilized because you don't really understand science. It's according to the Big Bang Theory, it was because some things were blah, blah, blah. That is why human beings came metamorphosed. And you know, it was great science. I said, who originated the Big Bang Theory? What was his name? I don't even know him. What did he do? The only achievement was the Big Bang Theory. Bring people that created light, that gave us electricity. Let's talk to them. They are the ones that know what they are saying. He owned his Big Bang Theory. Even what did you make? That's why you don't know how light came about. You were there looking for me. Faraday was there giving us electricity. Then you finish and say Big Bang Theory. Then the ones that are worse, I wonder what they thought. You know, how did they think evolution theory? that we evolve from baboons. Even the teachers teaching you are not convinced. They are just teaching you for syllabus' sake. They know we are saying rubbish. Don't allow school make you foolish to some extent. Are you listening to me? When you are doing medicine and they say, this case is the height of it. You have to die. You will die in 2 weeks. So if you have some will, please just arrange your will and the rest. Thank them. That's where their knowledge stops. But unto him that can do what? What? Abundantly. What? All you have ever what? According to what? Thank them. But determine what happens. And listen, you don't just see it in scripture and admire it. You are not just a mental center. You see it. You admire it. You pray it. It's called fight of faith. You fight. You fight with the word of God. Are you listening to me? You fight. You wake up in the night. That's dwelling in the secret place. Somehow the Holy Ghost wakes you up and says, no, this your level is so small. You know, sometimes if the Lord wants to help you, he'll begin to put one inconvenience in your spirit. You're just like, Kai. You should be feeling ashamed of yourself. Nobody's insulting you. You're just, Kai, this thing is, I'm supposed to be better than this. You wake up in the night, you can't sleep. You don't just worry, you pray. He said, we have received the fervent of the Spirit. It's a burden he puts on your inside to enlarge your word territory. He wants to enlarge your capacity. At that point, you are not saying, God, bring the car. Bring. He begins to put a burden for you to be enlarged so that you can receive the big things. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That will soon find manifestation. He didn't say run. He said run with the vision. Write the vision. Make it plain. So that he that runs will read it and run with it. The vision is like fuel. The knowledge of the vision. As you read the vision, fuel to keep on moving. Are you listening to me? Why are some people weary? That's why I said the secret place is not just coming to talk. Do you have the revelation, the vision? If you have the vision and you are praying, then you cannot faint. You want to be worried in school, you now remember scriptures. The scripture just says, cast all your cares. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't have this. Cast all your cares before me because I care. You truly care, Father? You said in your word, thank you, Holy Spirit. All my needs are met. In the name of Jesus Christ, all my needs are met. Oh, glory to God. You don't determine, you know, don't allow your mind getting confused when you are confessing. You are calculating how God will do it. You see, as long as you are thinking how it will be done, God will not get it done. Because you are assuming the place of God. Your only function in that equation is to pray. Cast all your needs before him. He cares. Cast it all. And thank him. Do not take a thought by saying, how shall this thing be? Meaning, if you have taken any thought of unbelief on your inside, while you are praying, you begin to ask God a question. How can it be? Forget about how it can happen. It can happen. Didn't you read your Bible? If you are wise, you read your Bible and you are wondering how things will happen. Did you see all the things that have happened in the Bible? Did the people know it was going to happen? It will happen. Just cast your cares. Do you know God listens to you? He listens to everything you say. And my pain in all of these things, many of you don't know that. You progress in life. God is watching all of your progress in life. Every bit of your progress. He is vetting you. Hope you know God vets you. You cry, God, give me the business. Boom, you get the business. Now you don't come to church. He's looking at you. At least you are a joke. He will not collect the business from you. He will leave you in the business. Between the business. Maybe now you can't come for rehearsal again. Why not in meeting? I couldn't finish early. I couldn't. So how will you feel if you are God and somebody prayed to you and say, I want a business, and you gave the person the business, then he now neglected your own business? How will you feel? Let's not go too far. You employ somebody, did everything for the person, and after a while the person sacks you. You have not sacked him yet. How will you feel? I hope you know God. God is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the one that sent me. He has feelings too. You are hurting his feelings. But you see, he doesn't take it to heart like that. He just smiles. He's a big man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, Jesus, now, big God. He doesn't... You can't make him cry. And that his smile is dangerous. When he looks at you like this and do like this. Have you seen people that smile like that? When you see somebody walk away with a smile, you're in trouble. And he goes, don't be scared. But someone looks at you like this. But you know, if you are committed to the secret place, you can't think like that. God will correct that nonsense in your head. How can small tailoring business make you not pray again? Look at you, poor person. Just 5 customers, you can't pray again. So if God makes the whole world start coming to you, that means you become an atheist. Small test, you have failed. Lord God, favor me. Favor Michael. Give her 1% of her blessing. 1%. She too disturbed. Give her 1%. And Michael opens the window of heaven. And cash just flow. They send you 200K, 500K to start a business. Say, wow. Come to church. Praise Master Jesus. I want to thank God. He has done it all. The God of GCMI. GMCI. Is alive. I've gotten 500,000. I'm starting my business. Praise Master Jesus. And Jesus is excited. Well, he is not surprised, because that's why he gave you 1%. He knew what will happen if he gives you 5%. And all of a sudden, you did not fall his hand. You did exactly what he expected. They say, be like Jesus. You are so pray. You are looking at money. Pray. So why am I praying? China are not praying. Economy is good. Oyinbo people are not praying. Their economy is good. Is the economy is good you are looking for? The prosperity of a fool, what? Destroys him. You don't know. Pray to become like Jesus, so that when the prosperity comes, see, nothing is a better capacity than you being like Jesus. That's the greatest capacity. You have received everything you ever need where? In Christ Jesus. It is when you are like Christ Jesus that everything you need will find expression. By default, you see riches unraveling, because you now deserve it. You can handle it. But at that moment, that you are like Jesus, they say, pray, you are thinking of money. Pray, you are thinking of money. You will hardly get the money. But if you seek first the kingdom, the money will come easily. God has given you a purpose. Fulfill it. You are thinking of money. He said, fulfill the purpose. Who have you ever seen in scriptures that God told, fulfill destiny? The person is thinking of money. Is there Elijah? Is there Elisha? Were they ever broke in their life? Never. Was it Abraham? Leave your father's house. Go to a land. Go and start it. People were not there. Go and start the land. His father was wealthy. When God picked him, he said, leave your father's house. Why? They were worshipping idols. Leave there. Because the mentality was wrong. Leave there. Go to a land. He went there. He said, stop. God, I'm not seeing anybody in the land. He said, it's you that will start it. At the end of everything, he became the richest. Because he was conscious of the blessing. Do you know many Christians are not conscious of their spiritual realities? They are not. They'll be thinking it's God that has a problem. When last were you conscious of the blessing and confess according to what is on your head before you left for work in the morning? Everybody is betting and rushing for lecture. You too, you wake up. You put your lip gloss. Why will lecturer not be disturbing you? Did you pray that morning? You can't be waking up 7 o'clock and going for lectures. You are a Christian. You have a destiny to fulfill. You pray the Holy Ghost. Take out time to pray. Faith is personal, it's not congregational. Pray! And see whether you'll be small in this life. Pray and stay with the word of God. Are you listening to me? Pray. And the rest, some of them are the big boys. They used to serve God in spirit and in truth. So fervent in their department until one day they can do their mind. You know, yesterday I was talking to leaders. I said, so they are worshiping God. Some people are worshiping Him in style. No one, Jesus, there is no. Let me be fast. Let me see now. I have somewhere to go. They are worshiping God. And when you are done, you go home and kneel down. Father, please, this carryover that I have, remove it. You are the person that they were worshiping God. You were just. Then your phone ring. I beg at the church, will they worship now? I mean, you stood before God, you are worshiping Him, then you went to pick your phone. I was telling them, I said, you don't know who God is. That you have the impetus to walk out of Him while you are worshiping Him. Have you seen where angels worship God before? Do you read your Bible and saw where Isaiah saw Him? How angels could not look at His face, they covered everywhere. You say, as we behold, we become. Hallelujah. You truly have behold. And you have not become. God is the only person you can see His face and not look down on Him. Because when you see His face, there's great reverence. There's no see finish in God. You can't. If you see Him, oh my goodness, you can't even talk. You imagine that glory, then they are teaching God. That's why some of you sleep. You're not conscious of God. You're in the presence of God. How did you start sleeping? How did you start sleeping? Listening to me, and if you truly are a Christian and have a secret walk with the Holy Spirit, some things will not interest you. How do we know people that have a walk with the Holy Ghost? Dedication to His to the things of God. When they say 2 o'clock, they are there 1:30. When you have started, when you think you have seen God finish, when they say 2 o'clock, you call by four, and when they ask you why, you say, I was busy. It's not like you don't have excuse. You have excuse. But before, those excuses were not stopping you. Why are they stopping you now? Because the way God was strong in your heart, it's not like that again. That's why the Bible says, go back to your first love. There were days you had this same excuse, yet you were not missing your rehearsals. You are not missing church. Why is the excuse stopping you now? You know, there was a young man. One time they said he was not in church. I said, why? He said, because they are forcing him to go to a particular place. And I remember when he came to church, that was the same thing that he was telling me that was happening. But before anybody comes to church, he has cleaned and mopped the whole church. But why is that happening now? Of course, something happened. They made him SU president or something. So now he's dedicated to other things that he doesn't have time for God. And some of you, listen carefully. You think Christianity is activities, doing things for God? You'll be amazed. That's why we have little or no impact, even though we have all the light in church and all the songs. Because we have few Christians, many celebrities. It is when you say Jesus, demons say Jesus. Hope you know. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee will bow, not at the pronunciation of the name. You can look at the Bible and create songs, but we have only few Christians. Worship starts with your life. Singing is one of the fruit of worship. It is not worship. It's not the definition of worship. If you are not worship, your singing is not anything before God. It's useless. That's why you should not be copycats as Christians. Christianity is not activities. You are in that group. You are always there. Blah, blah, blah. You everywhere. that anything is happening, program, you are there. You are not just even there because you are there because you want to go and see some friends or one girl that you used to like. Not even there for the word of God. And that's why you come back, nothing changed. You think when we have two people in church, one is mopping ground, one is going for concert. You think it's the one going for concert God will use? It's like you don't know God. Is it that one mopping the ground? It's the one God will use. So, Pastor, you mean all of us start mopping ground now? That's not what I'm trying to say. There's a department for mopping and cleaning church. What I'm trying to insinuate is this. Don't think that because you have one statue in church. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A certain statue you want to have before people. You know, the Bible even says, always seeing everybody beyond you. Don't try to force yourself to look big. You know, I've been serving God for like 20 years now. You just started 5 years. And you are seeing me and talking to me like that. All of those things are unnecessary. Are you listening to me? They are very unnecessary. Let the fruit of the Spirit find expression through you. Don't be proud. While doing all of those things, where is the impact? No secret place. Sometimes why we laugh at this is because we know it won't even work. It's not produce anything meaningful. No secret place. We are gospel artists, we are gospel ministers, yet atrocities are missed our assembly. That one has done this, that. No secret place. You know, we don't like saying the truth. That's why we don't see impact in the church. We don't like truth. You think it's by rapping or singing or preaching? It's easy. It can be done. Camouflaged. You can go and practice it and do it. But you have a secret place. There's a slogan we used to have many years ago. Secret place, know the lie. If you have it, it will show. Are you listening to me? It will show. You'll be coordinated. You'll be humble. You'll not be stubborn. If you are stubborn, you don't have a secret place. If they can't talk to you again, you don't have a secret place. You are not a strong Christian because you are stubborn now. You are a big boy. You can do your mind, blah, 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 blah. You post, you have 500 followers. If you know God, those things will not move you. If you have a secret place, you don't want anybody to know the progress you are even making. Like my wife sent me a video of somebody who rejected money and was telling people he rejected money. And I was just wondering. Want people to know your sacrifice? Want people to know what? It doesn't matter. That's why it's called secret place. They say, what you do in the secret place, I will reward in the open. Some people are not patient. When they do it, they'll come and say, I did it in the secret place. He said, I will reward in the open. Meaning everybody will see the road and be wondering, what did you do? Only you knew what you did in the secret place. The reward will just be glaring, affirming that something good is happening in the secret place. Are you listening to me? Tell somebody, wake up. Be determined to dwell in the secret place. Your head. See, let me end with this. If you are stubborn in this church, the only reason you are stubborn is because you don't have a secret place. If you have, you will not be stubborn. If you are here and there was a time you used to be very serious with God, you don't have a secret place. There was a time. And when I came to GCMI early, what did they do now? Smaller. Don't be telling people those kind of information. We don't need you to say it. What do you mean? Before you know, you want the person to become like you. Old quacky. You have lost your own glory. Ikabod. Say, your own way they do now small. I could come to church only me. I could stay for church. I could clean church. In fact, I need the like house. But now life don't hit me, boss. I know to take the thing serious like that. So, why are you telling the person? So that they will become like you? Keep those useless stories to yourself. You have backslide. Are you listening to me? All you need to do is repent and be on fire again. Are you listening to me? Very important. Last night before I slept, the Holy Spirit said, tell my people, Remove your eyes from money. I don't mean don't make money. Don't make money your goal. Some of you, the reason why God is not happening to you and why you are not having money is because your eye is always on money. And if you are not careful, that's why you will not marry a good husband. Your eyes is on money. That's why you will not marry a good wife. Your eyes is on physicality, shape. Stay in the secret place. Let God happen to your eye. Because some of you, your eye is the problem. And if it wants to happen to your eye, it will start from your heart. Are you listening to me? Else, you will make the greatest mistakes of your life. Nobody knows a young man who has potentials. Come, let me use you. Like God. I was going to share this in the second service, but let me start now. Nobody who knows somebody who has potential like God. You know, something happened to me. I was looking at my baby one time. I was talking to one of my friends, Captain Zev. As we were talking, he was sharing. He wanted to see my baby. His wife gave birth, I think, almost a month before my wife. So we both held our babies and we're doing a video call. And we wanted them to just see themselves. Then, you know, it was like, this one now is disturbing everywhere. She's crawling everywhere, scattering the house. And my baby was not crawling yet. So I said, that's how it is when they begin to crawl. So I looked at my baby one kind and I held. I said, why is this one not crawling? In my heart, I couldn't wait for the call to finish. So when it finished, and I kept on the grass, I said, crawl. She couldn't crawl. And I went to this, I said, come here now. She couldn't. My wife came and said, Pastor Simon, leave her now. She will crawl when it's time. I said, this man said at 6 months his own baby has started crawling. This one, she's not 6 months already. Crawl, Jerry. And I carry her leg and started moving it. Me, I was already worried. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I was already worried. Then, like days later, I just came back home and she crawled. And she came and I carried her. So my wife was just smiling and looking at me. While I was complaining that she was not crawling, I didn't know that the mechanism on her inside just remained small for her to start crawling. That's how some of you used to miss destiny. You don't know what God is doing with this man. They say, I'm your husband. He said, no, I'm not your husband. I'm not your wife, sorry. I'm your husband. I say, no, I'm not your wife. I don't know why you are laughing. Do we have those kind of people in this church? If we catch you, we'll beat you, we'll not deliver you alone. Maybe next year, February, you're supposed to have one deal that will make him a billionaire. Then one man who has pot belly comes to you with Corolla. I say, Bebe, I love you. This one now comes and said, he doesn't even know how to say I love you. He said, why is that you don't like the guy? I don't like him, he's small, he's not confident. Even to say I love you, he could not tell me I love you. It wasn't that I like you. I like a man that is confident. He's a bulldog you're looking for, isn't it? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, some ladies are funny. Why is that you don't like it? He's not bold. When he was talking to me, he was just so calm. And I'm bold, man. That's why you attract devils to yourself. You know, I was talking to ladies. Why do you like the guy? I said, his voice was deep. When he said, good morning. I couldn't sleep. Good morning. I mean, he spoke like the devil and you liked him. It's so funny. You like somebody because of deep voice. Useless things. That's why some women leave them in that home to suffer. So that they will learn the things of God the hard way. If some of these women that are suffering in their homes, if you ask them why they like their men, you will almost want to enter the ground. Why did you like him before you married him? You will be so shocked. The way his neck had one line, I like the line. The line now aligned to the nose. I like that line. I like, it's my thing. There's something that happens to me when I see those lines on men's nose. That's why I married him. Like one we used to know, one of our friends liked her in Jos. We now called her to help our friend. He was not around. We said, why do you like our friend? She said, because he sounds like a barren boy. We said, and what? He said, no. One day we were in class, he just said, oh boy, man, I come up for that. I said, don't hate him. I said, ah, I like this kind of human beings. I said, that's why you liked him. She said, yes. I said, la, 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 la. We said, okay, you can go. When he came back, we kept it. They like you because you are sounding like Barack Boy. Are you Barack Boy? He said, who said that? We said, you're a babe now. He said, that's what she told you people. He now called her. He said, why do you like me? Then I told your friends now because you sound like a Barack Boy. And what? What of the vision called you? He said, ah, no, all those things don't move me. I said, what pained him is that he has ironed for the gear, he has washed for the gear, he has. That was what pained him. He now broke up. I mock him till today. Maybe he's even watching. I mocked him till today. With, I said, you see, the painful thing is you have ironed. You have done this thing. You now broke up. I remember those when he goes to iron, he's going to. I said, why are you going to do this? He said, I'm just going to iron my clothes and my. He won't lie that it's his clothes because it's his girlfriend's clothes. Actually, there's nothing bad. Ladies, are you listening to me? You see, all these things you were saying is fake. I was watching the news one time where I saw that one worldly singer, they call, is it Davido something? One time cheated, they said he was alleged to cheat with videos. The woman did not file a case of divorce. If you ask that woman before now, what kind of man do you want? She's tall, huge, real African. The guy is not tall. But if you check Facebook, you see ladies writing 30 billion gang. Meaning they are Davido's how do I put it? Fans. You know, one time in my IT, I was talking in the front and one lady, she was engaged. Saying, if I can just have one day with whiskey, I'll be fulfilled. Just one day. Oh God, I love this guy. I love this guy. Just one day. I was trying to help myself not to talk to the back. So when I turned, you know, you can't resist some kind of thing. You just have to, I just turned. I saw the ring. I saw that she was the one that just got engaged. I said, hey, imagine you want to, I just said, hey man, imagine you want to marry somebody and the person anywhere is saying, if I can have one night with just whiskey. I said, God, man, this useless thing never happened to us in the name of Jesus. I was just saying it in my heart. Now, the question is it tall? Huh? I heard his brief. You have to be careful. But this is the point. Most ladies, if he comes to them and say, hello, I think we can marry, they'll say, yes, sir. Ekarosa. Sir, when do you want the date? When can I come to see your parents? You tell us where you want to see our family. I will be aligned waiting for you. Why? Money. Don't allow money to move you. You don't know who is who. Like my daughter now. Maybe next year, February, this guy is supposed to hit 116 million contract for a start. You know, I was talking to one of my friends that's supposed to go to US for the scholarship. And his salary, annual salary is 80K for a start. So imagine nobody knows him now and he wants to marry one lady. 80K for a start. And she said, well, you are not really me, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking for a man. They are not aware this guy is supposed to be collecting 80K per year for a start. They say for a start. And they reject that kind of person. That's what happens to you. A lot of times, ladies, you see somebody that God says your husband, you like the person. But you say, na beauty I go chop, na this person I go chop, na wait I go chop here. Because of money, you go for lesser people with bigger stomach, deeper voice, and etc. Be very careful. A lot of times before you make the wrong choice, you see all the signals there. You see, all of you are looking at me, especially in choir. Be looking at me like that too. I'm warning all of you. As I'm preaching this part, I don't know that it's paining you people, you are just looking at me one kind. If you like go and marry wrongly, and you sabi, I get better wife, they don't give me problem. If you call me, I go pretend say I pray for you. I promise you. But one single prayer, chickeny prayer, you no go get. I said, Father, bless her. Forget about her. In the name of Jesus. You can avoid those problems now. Why can't you like a man because of nose? You like a woman because of the way she smiles. That's all. The way she smiles kills me. It kills me. I won't get a cash in. I'm bargaining. I'm going to go to and again, the day smile. When it's smile, I'm calling her. No, I'm going to it. Kaje ya Allah in ba ke ba sai dia. Be very careful. Are you listening to me, people of God? Be very careful. The way he smile kills me. It kills me. This word is for somebody. And before I end, young men and women, be very careful. Are you going to church? You chat. Oh, you now put it on timer for it to clear. Secret chats, like secret place, your secret chat. This one I'm talking to, people are turning back and looking at themselves. Say, they hear Pastor, but it's like that's what people are saying. Pastor, don't mention your case. So, what God cannot do does not exist. Young man, if you are doing that, you can't go far in fulfilling destiny. Don't allow love to stop you for now, because love is very powerful. You see, one of the things that will kill this young prayer champion, come, as he's young like this, is when he falls in love. Imagine this one and say he has fallen in love. I used to see him pray. When they pray, he'll be doing, bah, 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 bah. If he falls in love, now he says, oh, bah, bah, bah. Lift your voice, lift up a cry, Leko, Kuku, Zija, Vovo, Ri. Come and lead a prayer and turn. Zikom, Bless, Kapanish, Lodon. They want to create stature. Why is your shoulder up like this? It's not anything. The semi-kind lead prayer. And my babe, the congregation. Repo, Koko, Kakaka, Moshko, Eshaka. Clanging Simba. You used to carry speaker in church. Now you are liking when you carry speaker. Well, maybe that guy will come to church, just carry on. Me, I don't dare for this church. They test more children when they carry speaker. Maybe we did not hold. Carry speaker now, you are carrying it. Precious is coming. It's kind of rubbish, sir. Just the four people hand for this church. Service has finished. Go home. Mm-mm. Pastor taught on revival. Go home. Mm-mm. Why you no go home? Precious never start go home. Quietly do meeting. You are in church gates talking with security man. As you sight are coming, you are rounding up the talk. So you go being a security man. God go bless you. Why did you people take time? I was talking to him about something. Then and now we just bump into each other now. Then two of you be pretending hypocrite, like you don't know he was waiting for you. Really? We had a meeting. I even thought you have gone home. Ah, no. I was talking to him. I would have actually gone home. I've spoken to some of you. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's you. Say, Pastor, did they tell you? Yes. Host of angels told me. You know, for years, as I begin to teach, I know when I start talking to people. If I concentrate more, I can pick people. He has not come. Brother, the 20,000 I asked you about, come and collect it in my house. That's how the mistake starts. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's how it starts. Be careful. Some of you, Kodeyi. I was telling some leaders how I was drinking well water. Me, I drank well water in BSU. Do I look like somebody that ever drank well water? You can't trace well water to my dog. In fact, when I was drinking it, I was hard steez, more steez. If you hear me talk of prosperity that time, oh God. When I break, you see those days people were shouting on campus. Some of the days is well water. In the night, I'll go and fetch like I want to bath. Then I'll put it in my pot, boil it. Then put it, I had one fridge, they sold seed to me. Pastor just sold that seed of fridge. I will put it and put it. In fact, if you drank water in my house anyhow, I'm announcing to you now. Now well water you drink. But I used to arrange it well. I will put chlorine, I will arrange it well. I'll be drinking it. No trace with my health. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because I didn't want to beg anybody for money. Are you listening to me? If you have a secret place, you will not beg. We'll continue in the second service. Bow your heads and pray. There's a lot to talk about. There's no one, Jesus, there is no one. Daddy, there is no one, Jesus. There is no one else like you. No one, Jesus. There is no one. Darling, there is no one. Jesus, there is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else. There is no one else. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to be like you. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to worship. There's nothing like your presence, God. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, God. You are God, and we worship you. You are, and we worship, and we you are God, you are, and we worship you. You are, and we worship you. You are God, you are God, and we worship you. You are, and we worship you. You are God, you are, and we worship you. You are God, you are, and we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. will abide under the strength of the Almighty. For in Jesus' precious name, pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.